Chapter 25, Christianity and Communism. Let us now examine the question of the relationship of Christianity with communism, more precisely to that particular form of communism which has now appeared as an attempt to realize the ideas of socialism. This form of communism emerged in history as a sworn and bitter enemy of Christianity. For in part, Christianity recognizes it as a completely alien to and inimical with itself. The history of the Church in apostolic times reveals that in those times it had its own Christian communism, and the faithful held everything in common as the acts of the Christian, Acts of the Apostle says. Even now the Christian communism exists in the form of koinobitic monasticism. Both the concept of reality of a communal property is a bright, idealistically elevated type of Christian interrelationship, examples of which we have always existed in the Orthodox Church. How great is the difference between such Christian communism and Soviet communism? One is as far from the other as the heavens are from the earth. Christian communism is not an independent, self-motivated goal to which Christianity might strive. Rather, it is an inheritance bred of the spirit of love by which the Church has breathed from the first. Moreover, Christian communism is totally voluntary. No one says, "Give us what is yours, it belongs to us." Rather, Christians themselves sacrificed so that none of them considered any of their possessions to be their own. The communalism of property in Soviet communism, it is a self-motivated goal which must be attained no matter what the consequences and regardless of any considerations. The builders of this type of communism are attaining by it purely violent means, not balking at any measure, even the slaughter of all those who do not agree. The basis of this communism are not freedom, as the Christian communism, but force, not sacrificial love, but envy and hatred. In its struggle against religion, Soviet communism does to such excesses that it includes even the most elementary justice, which is recognized by everyone. In its class ideology, Soviet communism tramples on all justice. The object of its work is not the commonwealth of all the citizens of the state, but only the interest of a single class. All the remaining state and social groupings of citizens are thrown overboard, outside the care and protection of the communist government. The ruling class has no concern for them. The speaking of the new order, its free state, communism constantly promises dictatorship of the proletariat. It became clear long ago, however, that there is no sign of this promised dictatorship of the proletariat, but instead there is a bureaucratic dictatorship over the proletariat. Moreover, there is no manifestation of the ordinary political freedom under the system. Neither freedom of the press, nor freedom of the assembly, nor the inviolability of the home. Only those who have lived in the Soviet Union know the heaviness and the intensity of the oppressions which reigned there. Over all this, there reigns a political terror such as has never before been experienced. Executions and murders, exiles and imprisonment in unbelievable harsh conditions. This is what communism has given to the Russian people instead of the promised freedom. It is political propaganda. Communism claims that it is attaining the realization of freedom, equality, justice, and brotherhood. We have already spoken of the first and second. The idea of brotherhood was borrowed from the Christians who call each other brother. Apostle Peter said, "Honor everyone, love the brotherhood." First Peter, second chapter, 17th verse. In practice, communism engaged the word brother for the word comrade. This is very indicative, since comrades can be co-participants, but not brethren in any activity. But one cannot really speak of brotherhood anyway. There were class struggle, envy, and hatred are preached. All these sides, differences between Christianity and the communists do not yet exhaust even the very essence of the contradiction between them. The fundamental differences between communism and Christianity lies deeper still in the religious theology of both. No wonder, then, that the communists struggle so maliciously and stubbornly against our faith. Communism is supposedly an atheistic system which renounces all religion. In actual fact, it is a religion, a fanatical, dark, and intolerant religion. Christianity is a religion of heaven, communism a religion of earth. Christianity preaches love for everyone. Communism preaches class hatred and warfare and is based on egoism. Christianity is a religion of idealism, founded on the faith of the victory of God's truth and love. Communism is a religion of dry, rational pragmatism, pursuing the goal of creating an earthly paradise, a paradise of animalistic satiety and spiritual reprobation. It is significant that while a cross is put on a Christian grave, the grave of a communist is marked with a red stake. How indicative and symbolic for both. With the one, faith in the victory of life over death and good over evil. With the other, ignorant darkness, gloom, and emptiness, without joy, comfort, or hope for the future, while the sacred relics of the holy ascetics of Christ's faith blossom with incorruptibility and fragrance, the rotting corpse of the often embalmed Lenin is the best symbol of communism. Study. Summarize the following phrases. Communism as viewed by Christianity, Christian communism, Soviet communism, communalism of property in communism, political propaganda. List some differences between Christianity and communism.